Every weekend, we air an audio postcard from some faraway, exotic, or quirky place. To end tonight's show, we bring you voices from a place you've all been, school, on that first uncertain week.
Good morning. How are you? Good to see you. Glad you made it.
We begin at Peabody Elementary here in Washington, D.C.
My name is Terry Dawkins. My daughter's name is Lauren. She'll be 5 on the 9th of September, and she's starting kindergarten at Peabody Elementary School in Washington, D.C. My daughter is very informative. As soon as she gets in the car on the way home, she gives you a play-by-play of the whole day. She told me that they went to the playground after lunch. She told me that we forgot to pack her water, so they gave her some milk at lunchtime. So, yeah, she gave us a lot of information for her first day.
I'm Charlene Gilbert, and my daughter is Shara, and she's going to kindergarten today. It's hard. Just now it was hard because I just, you know, put her in her line, and I was just, you know, she looked a little sad, and part of me wanted to stay, and, like, I don't know what I would do. You know, there was part of me that definitely wanted to sort of be, like, the backseat coach. Okay, go talk to that little girl. You know, go talk to this little. Come stand here. Make friends, you know. And she's like, bye, Mommy. So I bet she'll be okay.
My name's Nathan Havener, and I'm the music and Spanish teacher at Peabody Early Childhood Center. This is my 6th year here. First couple days of school, it's like a spark because one child will start crying and then the whole class will just fall apart. The parents always want to sort of hover because, you know, this is my baby, the first day of school, this is, you know, something very important. I want to make sure the child's all right, but as a teacher, you want those parents out of there as soon as possible.
Most of the kindergartners didn't have much to say about leaving home, but when we caught up with college freshman Audie Fugit in a cafeteria at the George Washington University, she had a lot to say about this transition in her life and the people she misses.
Actually, we have a lady that cooks for us named Miss Rose, and she's the best. She's, like, been helping our family since I was born, so I'm going to miss her. She cooked for our family and did laundry. She's really important in my life usually, but now on my own, I have to learn how to do laundry and find a place to eat because I cannot cook for myself. I had Subway for dinner tonight, and I had Subway for dinner last night, and probably the day before, too. I know my mom misses me. She calls me almost every day, and I know Miss Rose misses me, but and my dad, I'm sure he misses me, even though he doesn't call me much.
We were able to reach Audie's dad on the phone.
I'm Gene Fugit, and I'm the father, proud father of Audie Fugit. Her room is somewhat like a shrine, and I go by every night somehow expecting her to be in there. Just the feeling that perhaps she doesn't need me anymore is really both interesting and scary at the same time, because I have to wonder, all those years, did I make the right decisions? And I think I put the time in. That's what I feel the best about, that I tried to make every basketball game and every school play. Well, I remember when I dropped her off at kindergarten, I wasn't really afraid because I knew that I would be part of the process, you know, parent-teacher association, meeting the teachers, and I wasn't totally letting go. I was still raising her. When I dropped her off at college, it was a letting go experience that really there was no way to prepare for. There's no program for parents how to prepare to let go, and I'm very hands-on, so I'm trying to let go as we speak.
Gene Fugit Jr., father of Audie, in Washington, D.C. Our audio postcard was produced by Tina Tennyson. That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jennifer Ludden.